Last year, the Madison City Council was among the first to approve a resolution defending the U.S. Constitution and civil liberties. It was an off-handed swipe at the Patriot Act, enacted soon after the 9/11 attack to protect against terrorism. Opponents say the act allows the federal government to encroach on personal privacy by accessing things like computer and library records. The Lake Shores Library System in Racine County, the Vaughan Library in Ashland, and the Douglas County Board are now all on record opposing the Patriot Act. Ashland Mayor Fred Schnook says giving up freedom is no way to protect freedom.
Our library is not free to do anything, but that's also true in the nonprofit sector, and that's also true in the public sector. If the feds wish to come in and seize control of, say, you know, video movie rental computers, they can do that.
Schnook says the Patriot Act can have a chilling effect on people searching for information.
I have a real concern as a citizen of the United States that any information I log into in a computer, in a library, at a video store, that someone in the government's going to be watching. It's none of their darn business.
But the argument is far from unanimous. While the Wisconsin Library Board is advising libraries to purge records of who checked out what, the Brown County Library Board refused to go along with condemning the Patriot Act. One county board supervisor says the government isn't trying to take away freedoms, but rather protect freedoms. In Superior, Mike Simonson, Wisconsin Public Radio.